Very, very exciting weekend coming up. NFC Championship game for the Washington Commanders. And I ask this because I just got this email from my friend Dana. I'm supposed to have an appointment. I had it scheduled for last Wednesday. And then I emailed them, and I was like, yo, I can't do it. The Commanders won the wild card game. Can we push it back a week? So we pushed it back to tomorrow. And she just emailed me. She said, should we reschedule tomorrow's appointment? Seems like good luck at this point to move to the next week and ensure another win.
Yes.
LOL. Yo, I said, yep, let's do it. So my question is, what kind of weird stuff is happening out there? I know people get fired up for people get superstitious. Like, a lot of stuff happens out there. What are you doing out there to keep the mojo going? Our guy Scarence Terrence is on the line. We'll let him lead us off. Scarence Terrence, what do you got working right now?
What's up, JP? What's up, boys? How y'all doing
today? What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Doing well. Hope Jeff's feeling better. But, yeah, so let me just preface this by saying I get it from my dad, so I can't really help it. He saw three Super Bowls. He made my mom sit on the floor during the entire 91 Super Bowl after we scored our first touchdown. So just to give you an idea, my friends are kind of understanding it now. So there's a few things. I've seen you guys out for work. I'm in outside sales. Need a haircut. Looked at my last receipt. Hadn't gotten a haircut since we last lost. So that's out the window. got a pile of clothes in my room that I just have not washed or am going to wear until we win. So that part of my wardrobe's gone. I'm pretty lucky. I got underwear and socks for Christmas.
Have you been washing your drawers?
Yeah. Yeah. But okay. I got new ones for Christmas, like I said, JP. on top of that, you can't watch in public. If you've gone to games, I donated to Derek last week. He did a crowd fundraising thing to get to the game in Detroit. If you're going to games, go. If you're watching at home, watch at home. If you like going to a bar and being with a bunch of people, do that. Stick to what you're doing. We fit about 20 people into a living room last week. We had a few stragglers added on, but for the most part, we keep the same group. But I talk to my dad before every game. He calls me. Now my cousin started calling me on this 5-game win streak, so we got to keep that going. But, yeah, no haircut, no laundry, same shirt. sorry, but it's working.
All right, bud.
Pale skin.
Ride the lightning.
Love y'all.
See you, buddy. No haircut. Like, you know what's...
You don't look like a damn homeless guy in this damn playoff run.
You know what's good for me, at least, is at least playoff beards aren't a thing in football. Because we'd be growing them right now. I don't look great with a beard. My guy T. Quinn on Twitter says he's had the same flavor wings for every game, Happy Dad hard seltzers, and he has a Redskins cup that he only drinks out of. He says he's been doing that since the Tampa game.
Wow.
And then Ty Forehand says, my daughter made a little clay football earlier Saturday out of foam. He didn't think much of it. She brought it to me late first quarter and said, Daddy, you forgot your good luck football. Next play, Luvu fumble recovery. Rest of the game with that football, and now it's a thing. I love that stuff. You remember during the Caps run, I had this weird thing going. Whenever they got down, I would eat a Snickers ice cream bar, and they were scoring like immediately. And I was just cranking Snickers ice cream bars.
You was eating them things when they wasn't scoring.
Nah, man, there was a vibe. Let's go to James in Fort Washington. James, what up, man?
Hey, how y'all doing, fellas, man? My son and me, we go to the games, but last game we went to was a Titans game, and I set my man cave up, Commander's man cave up, ordered him a Jaden Daniels jersey. So every game we didn't go to at home, we've been in the basement by ourselves. No one else but me and him. Everybody else in the family upstairs. And he streams on his phone. I watch it on my TV, and ever since then, we've been undefeated. I mean, been life hurt for us, man. Life hurt.
All right. Hell yeah, buddy. I like it. Thanks, James. I just got this one from Josh Leonard. He sent me a picture of him and his baby boy that they wear the same outfits for every game. And the kid has a onesie, and he's got a Washington logo shirt. Let's check in with Drew.
The kid, like, why am I
what do we think Drew Cohen
every-
is doing every game?
I don't know what Drew's doing, man.
Drew, what are you doing every game for good luck?
So one thing, as I wear the same outfit every game,
You know, I got a Jaden Daniels jersey at the beginning of the year, and I have these gold pants. They're really UCLA Bruin colors because that's the closest I could find. And Sherry and Alex hate them, but the one game when they were doing burgundy on burgundy, I switched to burgundy pants and we lost, so I haven't switched them back. I wear the gold ones and Redken socks and Redken shoes. And then I have a defense sign. And for travel, I made a smaller one. Beam, it's at the end of the game. You saw it says anybody, anytime, any place.
Yeah.
And those pants, like I said, I get a hard time from my family every time I wear them. But when the day I get back,
you
I
tell
wash.
Sherry and Alex to relax.
Are they starting to stand up on their own now?
No. I wash them. I wash them the day I get back, and they're folded and packed for Philly already. And that's how it was. You know, that gets done. That's like the first thing that does when I get back in the house.
When are you going up to Philly, Drew?
Saturday.
Okay. I think we're going to have a very cool announcement about Saturday night with your thing, but we're not quite there.
Well, I can't wait. I mean, I'm thinking about walking there now.
Relax.
Now, don't walk, dog.
It's cold, man. It's cold.
It's cold as hell, man.
But it won't be cold on game day.
It's cold. It's cold today. I know that.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Ross. Now, this is going to be interesting. There's a Ross in Charlestown. There's always a Russ in Charlestown. Hello, Ross. Is that you?
Yeah, it's Russ. What's up?
Oh, all right.
What's up, Russ?
Hey, what's up, man? One more game to the Super Bowl, fellas. I'm telling you, 60
minutes.
It's
crazy, man.
But I got this hat, right, that I bought down at Liz in Hagerstown. And B. Mitch looks like just like yours, that Washington Commanders is black. I love it.
Uh-huh.
So I got that at a certain spot. I like my refreshments, right?
Right here.
So, but that last time we lost, I'll get mad and go out, walk around, and cuss after a bad play, come back in. But I hit my bourbon and my Grey Goose sometimes. And, you know, sometimes about a fourth quarter, and then all of a sudden a surprise. But I got them sitting in a certain spot. We done won six games in a row. So I got the refreshments at one spot. I got my hat on. And it's just a wild routine, and they won ever since. So I'm leaving everything just like it is.
Keep it going,
and hoping
dog.
We can stop. And hoping we can stop Saquon, you know, like we did in the second and or the third and fourth quarter of the last game, because we were coming up on them. I think we're gonna get them. And then I wonder what Philly with their starting quarterback whipped their ass, but I don't know if he's gonna play.
We'll find out. Thank you.
We're keep
it going.
Out. They're trying to keep that one.
Keep the
close
same
to the
hat,
vest.
The same seat, the same booze. Keep it going.
Oh, and then my girl. Oh, my girl, too. And then if the week goes so good, me and my girl after the game, usually, you know, do hustle with Russell. You know.
Good for you, buddy.
All right, that's all I will say.
I hope they keep winning. Thank you.
They doing the hustle with all Russell. Right. That's where Chris Russell be going.
Yo,
good feel with like, y'all, man. I right, love bro. The show. Y'all number
Russ.
One, bro.
Thanks,
y'all number dude. One. Later, bro.
I feel like September 25, a lot of kids might be named Jaden. Like,
yeah, we already got one. We already got one.
I'm telling you.
We already got one with a middle name Jaden.
I know. Dude.
Maya
Jaden Rosenberg.
Yeah,
that's right. We gotta make sure we ask about that on Thursday.
Oh yeah.
Jonesy is on the line. Lord knows what Jonesy's up to. Jonesy, what are you doing?
JP, Dirty Spurdy, B. Mitch, how y'all feel today, man?
We're good, bud.
Hey, that's good. Hey, listen, now you talking about there's gonna be some names Jaden. I got a daggone nephew named Caden. So that rhymes with Jaden. That's close enough. Now, I got two things that I do. We lost five games. I wore the gear, and I was sitting down. Now, the other 12 games that we won, I lay my gear off to the side. I don't wear no jersey, shirt, socks, shoes, none of that. Nothing with burgundy and gold on it. No logos, nothing. We win those games when I don't wear the gear. And if I'm standing... With the five games that we lost, I sat down and was wearing the gear. And, you know, we get inside our own heads on some of these things. So I'm thinking it's me. See, if I hadn't wore the gear and if I was standing up, we probably would have won the game. But I was sitting down.
How did they know if you're standing up or sitting down, Jones? You're 5'2".
Hey, be Mitch.
Why's he got to do you like that?
You 5'2", too.
I got you by like 7 inches, dog. What you talking about?
Thank you, Jonesy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's with no head on, right? Okay.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, fellas, I love y'all.
Appreciate
man.
You, bro.
Appreciate you. Zach via Twitter says, I have to wear my old Bay socks and put my Terry McLaurin jersey on exactly 2 hours before scheduled kickoff.
Wow.
He sets an alarm so that it's exactly 2 hours before kickoff.
I know some things that people do, man. It's crazy.
Yo, Tailgate Ted says, ever since Jaden said he has waffles before games, Tailgate Ted's been eating two waffles for breakfast before every
I know,
game.
I talked about that. He was eating some waffles or something.
Whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to come get you.